Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
August 27, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Good morning!
Good morning to all of you on this last Friday of the 31-day month of August. Remember that this month of August has been called the mean month, because during this month there are no harvests. So the pockets of people are very mean. Daot ting bitay sa iro matod pa. No income, no kita, no saka. Anyway, within this last week of the month of August, from this day, August 25 to 31, we observe here in the Archdiocese of Cebu, still one big archdiocese, we celebrate Parish Fiestas within this last week. It is good for you to know. Fiesta ni San Roque. Fiesta ni Santa Rosa. O Fiesta ni San Agustin. In different parishes. I repeat, from this day on, August 5, to August 31. So, let us find time to go and participate in the Parish Fiestas this week. But in the meantime, let us try to sit down and study the Gospels A, B, C assigned for this coming Sunday, the 21st Sunday in ordinary time, August 27. Now, you may remember that August 27 is the feast day of Santa Monica, the mother of San Agustin. But since it falls on a Sunday, the 21st Sunday in ordinary time, the readings, the Gospels, are of Sunday, not of the feast of Santa Monica. The readings, precisely, They teach us, especially the Gospel, they teach us some very important points. For example, if we take the cycle A Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, 13 to 30, we have so many points to ponder upon. so many lessons to learn from one gospel. But I repeat, other than the usual and the traditional, I'd like to drive home one point that I consider very relevant to our Christian way of living nowadays. So, the gospel assigned for this year, Cycle A, is that of Matthew 16, 13 to 13. Before we read that gospel or listen to the reading, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find fulfillment, freedom, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, 13 to 30. Please read for us.
Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ.
Thank you. Thank you for reading this one gospel of our Lord according to Matthew. But this is also written by Mark and by Luke. But let us zero in. Let us pay our attention, focus our attention on what Matthew has written. Now, this gospel, I've been saying this again and again, can be studied from different angles and considered from under different aspects so that we may learn some lessons for us to learn and live by. I'd like to invite you to focus on just one point. You see, here in this gospel according to Matthew, also according to Mark and according to Luke, Jesus very humbly, in all humility, wanted to take an opinion poll about himself, a performance audit about himself. Very humbly he said, he asked the apostles, "Who do you think, or who do people think I am, the Son of Man?" He wanted to know. This is right in the middle of his public life and ministry of 3 years and a half. and he wanted to know whether he was succeeding or not. And the feedback by the apostles who were with the people, they say that, Lord, in spite of all the miracles that you have performed, in spite of the mysteries that you have proclaimed, people do not know you yet. They know you only as one of the prophets, Elijah, Jeremiah, John the Baptist. That was the result of the opinion poll conducted by the apostles themselves, because they were with the people. But Jesus, he was not saddened, he was not dismayed, he was not discouraged, but precisely let us know why those people, men and women, not just men but women, why they did not know Jesus after all those miracles, after all those mysteries. Jesus knew, but he recognized and respected the freedom of people, because Jesus would not force anyone to believe in him. Jesus would not push nor pull anyone against his or her conscience. Jesus had already said, when I am lifted up, I shall draw all to myself. Draw, D-R-A-W, not drag by force, not drive with fear. Jesus respected, I repeat, the freedom of people to believe. So we ask again, why did those men and women not believe what Jesus wanted to teach with his miracles and his mysteries? Because at that time, at that point in time, people could not rise above or beyond what their senses perceived. Their sensual perception was only focused on what they could see in Jesus as the child of Mary, as the son of the carpenter. They could not rise over that. They were not using yet their intellect to grasp the truth, nor their will to go after what is good. Sensual perception was all that they were showing, and so they stopped at that. They only saw Jesus as one of the prophets. But we do not blame them. Jesus did not at all curse them. No. He just let them go. That was their freedom. Another example is in the Gospel of St. Mark, assigned for this Sunday. Jesus inside the synagogue in Capernaum, made statements about himself when he said, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread. I am the bread that gives life. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, my body. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever. Now, these sayings, like the miracles and the mysteries, these sayings of Jesus were too hard for the crowds to accept. And so many of them returned to their former way of life, and they abandoned Jesus. They no longer followed him. Again, Jesus was not at all upset. He was not at all discouraged. That was their faith. They could not see the priority of the Spirit over matter. You see, Jesus was feeding the hungry 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, with the 5 loaves that he multiplied to feed all of them. They could not see the meaning of that. What they saw only was that they ate and were satisfied bodily, stomachally. They could not go beyond or over what their senses perceived. But Jesus just let them. He would not push them. He would not drag them or drive them. So he must have gone on. He did not soften his hard sayings, no. He continued saying it at least 3 times. He said, I am the bread of life, and the bread I give is my flesh, and that whoever eats my body, my flesh, and drinks my blood lives in me. He did not at all change his teachings. He just let the people to their conscience, to their freedom, to believe in him. So that in the Gospel according to St. Luke, again assigned for this 21st Sunday, we have Peter asking Jesus, Lord, in that case, how many people? Are there only a few people saved here in this world and now in this life? That was the question of Peter. And Jesus said, I tell you, many people, many men and women will try to do their best and attempt to enter through the narrow gate and will not be able. So this is the answer to why, when Jesus was taking his performance audit, the people did not believe, did not know who he was. And why, when Jesus made those hard sayings, the people could not accept them, because they are not strong enough to enter through the narrow gate. Jesus said, there are demands that you have to live up to if you want to enter through the narrow gate. What are the demands? He says If you want to be my disciple, if you want to enter through the narrow gate and become subjects of the kingdom, deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow me all the way. At least those three costs of discipleship were not easy, were very difficult for people. So they had to be made strong. How, therefore, should we enter through the narrow gate? By trying our best to live up to the demands. Let us see. How, therefore, does the narrow gate demand from us? You see, Psalm 90, verse 10 says, 70 is the sum of our years. 80 if we are strong. So how can we be strong at 80 plus? Precisely when we are strong in faith, when we are high in hope, and we are deep in love. To be strong enough to be willing and able to enter through the narrow gate, for one thing, we have to admit, to accept, to approve, to affirm that entrance through the narrow gate is individual. Individual. We enter through the gate individually. As we have been saying, salvation, which is here in this world and now in this life, is individual. There is no such thing as good for two in our religion. We have to enter husband or wife, not husband and wife together, individually. In Cebuano, we say tinagsa. Tinagsa. Aside from being born into this world individually and save ourselves individually, we are also born into this world intentionally. Tinuyo. God has a purpose for each one of us. So aside from individually, we are born intentionally, and since it is difficult to achieve our purpose individually, we are entrusted to other communities that we may be made strong to pursue, to achieve our purpose individually within the community of home, church, school, and government. So there you are. The difficulty that we experience in entering through the narrow gate is made easy if we firmly believe that we, each one of us, is born into this world and has to save himself or herself individually. When therefore Saint Augustine said that God, who created you individually, will not save you individually if you do not save yourself. The God who created you without you will not save you without you individually. This is why those people for whom Jesus performed miracles and for whom he proclaimed mysteries, why they could not believe that he was God made man. Because they are not strong enough to realize the demands of the narrow gate. So here we are. This is now the lesson we should learn and live by. We should, yes, convince ourselves that we are born into this world individually and will be saved in this world individually. But let us remember what Pope Francis has said, that we have to avoid, we have to guard against, we have to beware the three eyes, he says. The eye, ignorance. Ignorance is the very opposite of love. The opposite of love is not hate. No, it is ignorance. While love presumes that you are present and I give you what is good for you. I look after what is good for you as long as you are present there. Ignorance precisely is you are not there. You are nobody, nowhere. To ignore someone is more hurting than to say, I hate you. Ignorance. The next I, Francis says, is indifference. Indifference means you are unconcerned with what others need. Indifference, unconcern. This is what that rich man who had the poor Lazarus at his door and did not do anything for him. He was just unconcerned with the poor. He just passed by. Indifference. Mind your own business, they say. And lastly, the third I is individualism. Yes, we are born individually, we save ourselves individually, but we cannot do it individualistically, all by ourselves. We have to be aware that we are living in that context of communities, family, church, school, and government. So there you are. If we want to know more about why people, men and women, cannot rise above their sensual perceptions and use their freedom as well as their intellect to know Jesus for who he really is, we have to be humble enough, but at the same time strengthen ourselves to be strong in faith, to be high in hope, to be deep in love. This is, of course, a very tall order. That's why Jesus says, many will attempt, but few are willing and able to do it. Performance audit, by the way, we should also try to take, because we cannot at all evaluate ourselves. It is not easy. It has been said, it is difficult to see the picture if you are inside the frame. We need outsiders to look at us from outside in more than we can look at ourselves from inside out. For us, performance audit at the end of the day is necessary, because we may deceive ourselves if we try to evaluate ourselves. So I repeat, since this is a tall order, we can only go by it with the help of God's mercy. But at least this is the lesson we now learn. Let us try to live by it. I repeat, in Cebuano, natauta og maluwasta nga tinagsa, tinuyo og tinugyan. So here I stop and I pause for your reflections and questions.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
You are right. God has given us rules to play within our communities. I am a teacher, and I hope I can help mold my students to be godly men and women as they grow up. As long as I accept my rule, I can be a better Filipino, a better person in my community.
That's true. But we just have to be respectful of other people's freedom. We cannot force anyone to believe against his or her conscience. He already said that when he sent those 72 men and women to preach. He said, you may enter a house, you may enter a town, but do not force the issue. If they do not believe in what you say, shake off the dust of your feet and leave without cursing them.
Good morning, Mons.
Good
nice
morning.
To imong giingon. Jesus respected the freedom of people to believe. That's always my problem with some of my friends. I want to bring them to many of the nice church activities or recollection or retreats. Pero dili ra gihapon. Sige lang, we'll pray for them that God will allow their eyes to be opened to the faith.
That's very true. Jesus, the all-powerful God that He was and is and will be, He could have done everything all by Himself. Why, therefore, He chose those 12 men who were feeble, fallible? How could they be the chosen ministers of Jesus to preach and to practice? Because they were told, yes, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. Be careful, but be respectful of other people's freedom to believe. But we can, of course, ourselves become strong in faith by giving them, by teaching them with authority and by example.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
As always, thank you for your clear and straightforward reflection. It is true that we cannot force anyone to have faith, so we have to be respectful and pray for them. Thank you, Mons.
Yes. Just as we want to be respected by others in our freedom to say this or to do that. Freedom for and freedom from. Freedom from force, from fear, from fraud, and freedom for being good and doing good. So freedom from and freedom for.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
This reflection today reminds me of St. Patrick's prayer. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me. I hope I pass my performance audit when I reach heaven.
That's true. God has gifted us, each one of us, with intelligence, with free will. And our will, which is endowed with freedom, we should try to use and not abuse or misuse it as Adam and Eve did. If we only listen to Jesus, He has taught us how to use properly our freedom, how to understand the truth that He is telling us, and how to go after the good that we should try to go after with our free will.
Mons, unsaon pag-convince sa akong asawa na musimba? Dili mukuyog nako, Mons. Oy, ingon baya ko niya na niingon si Mons na individual salvation baya ni?
Yes, the grace of holy matrimony is stronger than nature. In fact, grace perfects nature. If your wife is naturally that bad, the grace of holy matrimony which you must pray for from the day you were wedded. You should pray for us. Pray for that grace to be active. Because the grace of matrimony will not work by itself. It is no magic. You must cooperate, work with it, and work it out. Maybe you have not done more than what is required. But remember, you were wedded in church, and at that moment, you started to receive the sacramental grace of matrimony. Try to review and be resolved to do better. Teach by example and with authority.
Another reflection. Thank you for strong in faith, high in hope, and deep in love. I love it.
That's strong. This coming Sunday, I repeat, is also the feast day of Santa Monica. We should learn from her how many years and how many tears she had to shed before Augustine, her son, thanks to a rainfall in Milan. Augustine went to take shelter in a church where Saint Ambrose was preaching, and the sermon of Saint Ambrose kind of affected the hit the conscience of Augustine, and later on he asked to be baptized. But it was not easy. It took many years and many tears. Thanks to Monica. So we are learning from the failures of those people who did not know Jesus for who he was in spite of his miracles and mysteries. We are learning from the failure of those people who were only concerned with physical eating and not learn something more about spiritual eating of the body and drinking of the blood of Jesus, because they were not strong enough to enter through the narrow gate. The narrow gate has demands. You have to be strong. You have to be willing and able. You have to do your best to enter through it into the kingdom. That is it. So, but that is life. That is what Christianity is all about. Not an easy way of living, but very rewarding. So here we pause for our final blessing. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, thanks be to God, and welcome once more to another Bible study online. Come Friday next.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.